another original podcast from The Big Breakfast on OFM. The sound of your life.
Welcome to a world of imagination. A world where stupid thoughts are a reality. Welcome to Marty's Mind.
You know, you're getting old when your parents start disappointing you instead of you disappointing them.
Yeah, that's by sad.
Mm-hmm. When last did your parents disappoint you, Zelda?
Ik zal nooit iets te zeggen over my money, so it's fantastic.
If you slap and kill a mosquito, you've literally got someone else's blood on your hands.
Fact. Now that mosquito season is starting again, why did you have to remind us of that?
Mosquito season. We fall asleep every night with a tremendous amount of confidence that we're going to wake up again in the morning. I've never even considered the fact that I might not wake up.
Jeez.
I just thought about it. That's too much confidence.
Thanks for adding to my insomnia.
Sam's never going to go to sleep again. The word quiet is often said very loud.
Dis waar arme onderwysers.
In a classroom, yeah.
Quiet!
Sorry. Introverts would make really good ninjas because they have mastered the art of sneaking around people to avoid talking to them. Most ninjas, 4 out of every 5 ninjas are introverts. Did you know that? People who look good but have a bad personality are literally human clickbait.
Yeah, true.
See the headline, click on it. Not the story I thought it was. They say money can't buy happiness, but antidepressants sure aren't free.
Wow.
That's baie donker.
That isn't correct, that statement. Because in the words of Eastbound and Down, I forget the character's name, is money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a jet ski. And have you ever seen someone crying on the back of a jet ski?
Correct. Correct. Listen to this, Zelda. Mm-hmm. You'll never know what your pet named you. He who doth Human. Provide food and in the mornings. I don't know. What would your pet name you, Sam?
Probably Human.
Human, yeah.
I think with the lack of their vocal range, I think still up there.
It's the closest. Having slow internet is more annoying than having no internet.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. If we installed tracking devices on all of our socks, we'd be able to find the fourth dimension where the washing machine sends them. We'll unlock that fourth dimension. Well, what is it called in that show? Stranger Things?
Mm-hmm. The Upside Down.
The Upside Down, yeah. That's where socks go, by the way.
But no, man, don't you know the story with socks? There's some universe that takes them, and that's why sometimes you find like 5 rands in your pocket, a 10 rand in your pocket. They're paying you.
That's awesome.
Not enough. I paid 30 rand for these socks. Don't give me a 5 rand coin. Come now, guys. Where's the trade?
See what I did there? It makes sense. Like the rands as well. When a colleague you don't like goes on vacation, it's like a little vacation for you too.
100%.
Yes.
I've got 2 more, and these 2, I think I peaked, and I decided time to get out the shower. If alligators live over 100 years, which they do, then it's not entirely unlikely that they will see you later. Huh? See you later, alligator. Yeah, probably will.
In a while, crocodile.
Get very old. And then finally, listen to this. Behind almost every vegan, there's a very disappointed grandma.
Okay, mens, Yankee.
Yeah, can't eat him, mens, get me. Get net sly. And that's just our thoughts this morning. Do you guys feel better?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you got out the shower when you did.
Very true, very true. This is Ava Max. It's called Freaking Me Out. This song is very fitting. Morning, welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Visiting the OFM studio on The Big Breakfast.